is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
finished off. Thank you. That's Bert Kempfert in the orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Steppin' Pretty. Before that, we had Barry Lippmann start this hour off with Sunny Girl. I'm Eric O'Brien. Good to be with you for another week, another hour of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh. Good to be with you. Time to take a road trip. This week we're going to Wisconsin. And we start in Spring Green with the House on the Rock. This sprawling, surreal attraction is part mansion, part museum, and part fever dream, featuring everything from the world's largest indoor carousel to a giant whale battling a sea monster. Every room feels like stepping into a different imagination entirely. It is the strangest, most spectacular funhouse in the Midwest. Then we go to North Freedom, where you have Forevertron. That sounds kind of daunting, doesn't it? Built almost entirely from salvaged industrial scraps, this 300-ton steampunk creation is the world's largest scrap metal sculpture. Its eccentric creator, Dr. Evermore, imagined it as a machine to launch himself into the heavens, but standing before it feels like visiting the launch pad of an alternate universe. Sometimes it's easy for me to read. Fountain City, Wisconsin. Rock in the House. No, there really is a rock in the house. It's not music. In 1995, 30 years ago, the year I graduated from high school, a massive boulder tumbled down a bluff and crashed right into this home. So the owners repaired it and left the rock exactly where it landed. Now, the rock in the house is a bizarre little walkthrough museum of the moment time stood still. It's equal parts odd, eerie, and unforgettable. Yeah, I would imagine so. But creative, nonetheless. Marshfield, Wisconsin. Jurassic Park. Yes, it's a whimsical outdoor sculpture garden filled with metal creatures, in quotes, forged from old farm equipment by local artist Clyde Winnea. The dinosaurs, birds, and monsters are quirky, charming, and often come with a wink of humor. It's a place where even rust has personality. In Manitowoc, the Sputnik crash site. It was 1962 when a piece of the Soviet Sputnik 4 satellite crashed right into North 8th Street. Today, the spot is marked with a brass ring in the pavement, and the city celebrates the Sputnik Fest, complete with costumes and cosmic silliness. It's Wisconsin's most cheerful brush with outer space. Yeah. Cheerful, I'm sure. And finally, in La Crosse, Wisconsin, world's largest six-pack. At the City Brewery, the six massive beer storage tanks are painted to look like what else? Giant cans of beer. They hold enough brew to keep Wisconsin happy for quite a while, and you can't help but smile when you see them towering above the neighborhood. It's a supersized toast to the state's brewing heritage. So there you go. That's the state of Wisconsin for this week on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where we have Craig Duncan on Top of the World.
Easy.
Never fall in love again.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy. Next day is Avedo's treatment of Stevie Wonder's song Part-Time Lover there. Before that, we had Dionne Warwick, I'll Never Fall in Love Again, a Burt Bacharach hit. Kurt Weege and Sleigh Ride, a very rare rendition that you only hear on the radio, unless you can find it somewhere. Craig Duncan and Top of the World, and that started that set off, and that's where we began. So here we are. Smooth, relaxing, and easy, heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh, and it's good to be with you for another week. And here is Percy Faith. I Will Follow You.
Thank you.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
James Last and the orchestra on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, Baby Don't Go. That was from Sonny and Cher originally. Before that, we had Frank Jaxfield and Do You Want to Know a Secret? Les and Larry Elgard in there with Skyliner and Percy Faith, I Will Follow You. I'm Eric O'Brien and Dateline, Hermosa Beach, California. Mysterious bubbling seen off of the coast of Hermosa Beach has been linked to an underwater fiber optic cable construction project, engineers said. Residents reported frothy white plumes rising through the surf, causing some beachgoers to flee in alarm. Coastal engineers confirmed drilling activities had released trapped gases and disturbed shallow sand layers, producing the bubbles. The work is part of a major broadband upgrade by a tech company under contract. Officials assured the public the effect posed no danger and would subside once drilling ended. One surfer swore the sea looked like a giant soda machine gone wrong. Dude, looks like a giant soda machine gone wrong. I don't do surfer very well. Cayma Island, Washington. A seal leapt onto a tourist boat in Puget Sound to escape a pod of chasing killer whales, officials told news outlets. The startled seal splashed aboard a small vessel near Kamano Island, startling passengers who scrambled to hand it fish snacks. Yeah, I'm sure they were delighted. It remained on deck for several minutes while onlookers snapped photos before sliding off onto the water. Marine biologists said this dramatic escape was an unusual tactic by the seal to evade its predators. The boat's crew kindly offered it a leftover sandwich, which the seal politely declined. I bet he did. Passengers described the moment as nature's flash mob. Okay. And finally, in Derby, England, an Amazon delivery van driver found a live fox trapped in the engine compartment of his vehicle at a Derby depot. RSPCA officials said the animal was discovered by the driver during a routine inspection before the morning shift. Officers safely removed the fox and released it into nearby woodlands after it was checked for injuries and shock. I don't know who was more in shock, the driver or the fox, but anyhow, giveaway gloves and blankets were used to calm the creature before transport. The RSPCA remarked that the fox had likely fallen in seeking warmth and got wedged in that spot. The driver said he expects to tell his grandkids that he launched Operation Fox Extraction. Okay, well, that's wonderful. Good for him. And moving right along here, we have Claude Borelli on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
relaxing and easy.
Thank you.
Floyd Kramer at the piano there on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with King of the Road. Yes, love that tune. Before that, Neil Richardson and his singers with Here You Come Again. Ed Sullivan in there with Do You Hear What I Hear. That was actually arranged, I believe, by John Gregory. So before that, Sven Lebeck and Drive and Jean-Claude Varelli with Dolinus Melody. Coming up on the end of the show, we have time for one more here. Speaking of John Gregory, here he is. With 50 Ways to Love Your Liver, Lose Your License, Leave Your Lover, something like that. Reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT in Pittsburgh and WRCT.org, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-28.